It's 6:20. This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. Thanks to a Dallas City Council vote today, citizens are a step closer to voting on a $1 billion bond package this fall. The council voted 13-2 for a resolution in support of a November vote. The details will be mailed down in the next few weeks, and a final decision will come in August. Initially, voters were expected to vote on the package in May, when it was set at $800 million. But the council delayed the vote until November and kicked in extra money to fund much-needed repairs to streets. Mayor Mike Rawlings talked with KERA today and defended the delay.
I made a decision to try to lead us not to do a bond election in May, and it was not a popular thing, but I said we can't go to the citizens of May and answer that question, can we afford it, because we were still in the issue in regards to the police and fire pension.
The Texas legislature passed a law this session to shore up the pension fund, which was in danger of running out of money. As for the bond package, the city wants to spend $500 million on streets alone. The rest of the money would cover parks and trails, facilities and housing. Voters will also consider a separate measure to fund a remake of Fair Park. On the other side of downtown, MegaFest kicked off this morning in Clyde Warren Park. The four-day faith and family festival is being put on by Dallas Bishop T.D. Jakes. As KERA Stephanie Quo reports, organizers promise a bigger, better MegaFest with a focus on bringing economic empowerment to underserved communities.
Let Dallas hear you shout!
In the past, MegaFest has brought in crowds as large as 90,000, with star-studded guests like Oprah Winfrey and director Tyler Perry. This year, MegaFest promises to be even more mega.
Somebody shout MegaFest! MegaFest! Make your way to MegaFest!
This year, 100,000 people are expected to flood into the K. Bailey Hutchison Convention Center this weekend. Sponsors include Toyota and PepsiCo. There will be sessions on starting businesses and opportunities in film, STEM outreach for women and girls, and a Shark Tank-like competition for enterprising middle and high school students. A winning business pitch gets them $50,000. T.D. Jake says this year's MegaFest is all about uplifting those in need.
We have to create opportunities. So in the midst of festivities and fun and spirituality, we are also looking for ways that people can have opportunities to feed their families, pay off their college bills, and things that are relevant to Americans today.
The festival plans to uplift in more ways than one. Philip Jones is the president and CEO of Visit Dallas. He says the event injects a lot into the economy.
$60 million in economic impact, $32 million in direct spend. And last time we hosted this in 2015, we had people from around the world, literally 32 countries in all 50 states.
This is the third MegaFest to be hosted in Dallas. Jones hopes to keep it here in 2019, 2021, and so on. Stephanie Quo, KERA News.
Texas has more than 150 lakes. They serve a lot of purposes, from drinking water to holiday weekend water skiing. Andrew Sansom works at Texas State University in San Marcos. He's executive director of the Meadows Center for Water and in the Environment there. Today on Fink, he talked with guest host Lauren Silverman about the biggest threat to our water supply, population growth.
Texas is going to have twice as many people in the next 50 years. And yet we've already given permission for more water to be withdrawn from most of our rivers than is actually in them. Such that if all the water rights that have been issued for Texas rivers were actually used, many of them would be dry today. And yet we've got to find water for twice as many people in the next half century. So this is the defining natural resource issue for the next generation in Texas, and it will control both the quality of our environment and our quality of life in the years ahead, but also our ability to continue to economically prosper.
This episode of Think Rears tonight at 10. You can subscribe to the podcast at think.kera.org. There's been a string of worrying incidents over the last few years, from bomb threats at Jewish community centers to armed protests at mosques to shootings of unarmed black men. All of that has inspired a group to take action, faith leaders. KERA intern Lena Muhammad checks in with the folks working to spark conversations among different faiths across North Texas.
A rabbi, an imam, and a pastor walk into a meeting room. They formed a group called Faith Forward Dallas. It's a multi-faith coalition born out of the idea that when one person is in pain, everybody is. They've been meeting a lot lately. And amid high-profile hate crimes across the country, their meetings take on more of a sense of urgency. Imam Omar Suleiman is a resident scholar at Valley Ranch Islamic Center. He helped form the group.
When any community is targeted, they need to see a faith voice, a united faith voice, that all communities come together and express complete rejection of anything that would pit our society against one another more than it already is.
Faith Forward Dallas was formed in 2015 after armed protesters took to local mosques across North Texas and two gunmen opened fire in Garland outside an anti-Islam cartoon contest. That raised a lot of questions about what Islam is, and it served as a wake-up call to faith leaders in North Texas that when it comes to faith, people often don't understand each other. So to help build that understanding, Suleiman and organizers of Faith Forward Dallas are getting people together. They're hosting interfaith dialogues across North Texas, like one held earlier this spring at UT Arlington. Pastor Michael Waters of Joy Tabernacle AME Church in Dallas spoke to a room filled with students and faculty. He reflected on the 2015 mass shooting at a historically black church in Charleston, South Carolina. He says people were courageous to continue worshiping at the church.
That is our greatest gift to the world, that even after great tragedy, a great hope can arise if you are willing to work and fight for the equality of all people.
Organizers say these dialogues allow people to draw strength from one another instead of ignoring each other or worse, resorting to violence. Pastor Waters says North Texas is diverse, but that doesn't mean people have to be divided. He says these dialogues show there can be unity in Dallas-Fort Worth if people make an effort to come together.
This is North Texas, that we are a representation of the plurality that is here, and that only those who draw only to persons who are just like themselves are the ones who miss out on this reality.
Rabbi Nancy Kasten is with Temple Emmanuel in Dallas. She's a co-chair of Faith Forward. She says hate comes from fear of what we don't know, and that we have to step outside our comfort zones, not just to learn about others, but to support people from other faiths.
We will have to address not just our anger, but our fear, and that standing up is something that comes with that risk and addressing the fear in a way that we may never have had to experience before.
Like in January, when President Trump issued an executive order that banned travel from several Muslim-majority countries.
This is what democracy looks like.
Hundreds turned out to protest at Dallas-Fort Worth International Airport. The rabbi, the imam, and the pastor joined them. Rabbi Kasten says her faith called her to the airport. She says she wanted to combat fear and distrust.
That's the most dangerous effect of these threats, is that we will start to think that we need to protect ourselves at the expense of protecting others.
Faith Forward leaders also joined forces following last summer's deadly police shootings in downtown Dallas. They took part in a multi-faith prayer vigil. And this spring, they participated in a vigil for Jordan Edwards, the unarmed black 15-year-old who was shot and killed by a white police officer in Balch Springs. Whether a vigil, an airport protest, or a community dialogue, Kasten and other Faith Forward leaders say their group is needed now more than ever. For KERA News, I am Lena Muhammad.
Coming up tomorrow on Morning Edition at 8:22, Art and Seek's Jerome Weeks reports on the booming arts scene in North Texas. A new study says the arts are a $1.4 billion industry in North Texas. That's tripled in size in the last 5 years. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition at 8:22. Partly cloudy skies expected this evening, a low around 74 later on. Tomorrow should be mostly sunny with a high near 94. It's currently 90 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth. It's 6:30. This is KERA News.